out the way. St. Louis Cardinals scoreless, 3-1 at Wrigley. After last night, the gut punch, 10-inning victory by the Cardinals. I'm not even, like, upset at the Cardinals, George. I give them credit. Mike Schilt, they do little things pretty well in St. Louis. That's a team that finally found their stride. They got some October pitching, Jack Flaherty, Adam Wainwright. But they won last night. It'll be okay. The Cubs won the next three. But now the Cubs are out of the playoff picture. They're a game behind the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers. But they're scoreless through one now to the top of the second at Wrigley. We are here until 6. John and Ravi will handle unsportsmanlike conduct at Chatham Lake Collision Center, which has been a great host for us on the Friday edition of the program as part of the Platinum Anniversary as we celebrate 20 years of 1620 The Zone. You can tell people. So anybody that stops by here, we are at 72nd and Highway 370, and this is a fun place to work. You know, Eric gives the guys the afternoon off, and they're playing football in the shop, among other things. I think they're playing cards, maybe a little dominoes, betting on horse races. I see some sheets in there. They're taking bets for the weekend in football. Just kidding. People can't hear us on 1620 right now, so that's okay. We only got half the audience. But they have been great hosts here. They've got their own footballs. They got their own swag. Like, they're trying to top what 1620 swag we have, because we have the Platinum Anniversary T-shirts that I heard were, like, one of a kind that only on-air people were going to have. Now we got people all over Omaha's wearing them. Yeah. But our hats, we have special hats. Yes, it's the hats. Yeah, says somebody who doesn't wear hats, Cammie. But we have footballs and koozies to give away. And then you have to explain the wall here, where we're located, where we're broadcasting from. We're staring at a wall that has you got to, like, color. They gave you a box of crayons and you went to work.
Yeah, it's like it's a wall. It looks like they went to, like, an elementary school or something and had a bunch of kids color different cars. There's a 1932 Chevy up there. There's a 1969 Plymouth up there. And me and Cammie were kind of jealous, and we said we want to join the wall. So they got the coloring stuff out, and we got our pictures, and we are right there on the wall. I even gave you a shout-out, the Gary Sharp Show, right there.
I see that. Wow, George. George, you are extremely talented.
You know, I'm trying out here.
Wow. You colored between the lines and everything.
It could have been a lot better, but I didn't have a plan going into it. So I was just like, you know what?
Kind of like this show.
But it turned out great.
Usually, you know, like I was a big fan when I got on the Wall of Foam when I was younger.
The Wall of Foam.
And they're not a partner of 1620, but there is a place where if you do the tour of beers, you can get on the Wall of Foam.
Oh.
And so that was a big deal when I got on the Wall of Foam. You are now on the Wall of Wheels.
I like it.
Here at Shadow Lake Collision Center, which... Here's how things are. This has been the perfect spot for a Friday show. We have beverages to consume, Diet Cokes, some iced coffee. We also have a nacho bar that is on the way, and we have more drinks like soda and water to be consumed.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick around for a little bit.
Also, a quick note, and again, thanks to everyone that is letting us know that you might be having some issues consuming our content on 1620 The Zone. We took a little bit of a hit with the storms yesterday, so we are working on it, but we are on both 1620 and 1180. 1620 in certain parts of the town sound exactly as it does, nice and crisp and clear. Other places, not so much, but we are aware of it. Thank you very much for alerting us. We're working on that. But while we get 1620 full power, we are on 1180, and we will be that way through 6 o'clock when Unsportsmanlike Conduct comes up right after us. Again, to win the Sharp Show ticket drop, tickets to Jason Aldean, total yards from Adrian Martinez in tomorrow night's game against Illinois. You said 411, 393 were some of the first entries. I will say in the range of about 350, 360 for Adrian Martinez in a game that I think Nebraska will win by a score of 31-17. You got a pick for tomorrow night's game?
Yeah, I got Nebraska, and I got Nebraska covering as well. I think they're going to go into Champaign. I think they're going to get the job done and then hit the wheels back here to home and getting ready for Ohio State.
See, we've made a lot of progress. We are we've done this show together for, what, about a month?
Yeah, I think it's about a month.
So you're dropping now a lot of jargon. I'm trying to turn you into a degenerate with gambling. And so never 4 weeks ago you would not have talked about Nebraska and said, well, I think they'll cover. You would have said, well, I think they'll win. Now you got them covering. You asked what the total was.
Yep.
My score would not hit the total. It would be well under the total. But I think 31-17. You could convince me 38-17.
Yeah, I think they cover tomorrow. I think Frost has got a good speech in mind. They're going to go in there and do business, especially in the first half. By the way, yesterday I did mention about possibly betting on the WNBA. I forgot what the listener's name is, but he sent me a video of people who actually bet the over on some playoff games for the WNBA. And it was quite the video.
Was it the game where it was Las Vegas? They were playing at home. They were playing the Chicago Sky.
Yep.
Boy, you're going to embrace me now that I know all this WNBA playoff stuff.
There we go,
Gary. It was the Las Vegas Aces against the Chicago Sky, correct?
Yep.
And there was the steal at midcourt, a couple of dribbles, probably stepped out of bounds, launches it from half court, and it goes in. Was that the game that maybe went over on a last-second shot?
It sure did.
That was the game?
That was the game. That was the game.
How many people bet on WNBA playoff basketball?
I can probably countrywide, probably in the hundreds. I think it'd probably be the hundreds.
George, we're having a good relationship 4 weeks into the show.
And I think I might have turned myself into one. I didn't know it was a thing. And then, sure enough, it's a thing.
You can gamble on anything.
So I've been told.
but I have to give you credit, though, as I'm kind of trying to figure you out here about the WNBA, and now I'm scrolling down to pregame to see what the odds are for today. No games today.
Nope, no games today.
How about Sunday? We got the Connecticut Sun at the LA Sparks and the Mystics at the Aces.
Yep.
No lines are out yet, by the way.
Okay.
You do have, so you are the picker on the show. You went 4-0 in the opening week of our picks. What did you go last week?
3-1.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm killing it.
I think I've gone back-to-back weeks of 2-2, but I'm off to a good start. Thank you to Tulane and the fantastic finish last night where they were behind 28-7. I thought, I'm done. And then they rallied, and I thought they were going to overtime. And, you know, that 34-31 score was ringing in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that fake kneel down, throw a touchdown pass, 3 seconds to go. I'm now a big fan of Tulane.
Gary Sharp here is fully husked over Tulane.
Well, now see here, you got to understand. You can't, there are levels of being fully husked.
Okay.
That really does not, that doesn't fit the.
So when they faked the kneel down, that didn't fit?
No, because there's, again, I usually keep the fully husked to anything Nebraska related.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That was just blessed with my checking account. All right, coming up next, Robbie and John, they're breaking down their show. Let's be honest, John has no idea what he's going to talk about today. Yeah, he has no anything. And we'll talk about Nebraska, Illinois. As you can see, it is on to Ohio State. Next week will be all about Ohio State. Nebraska will do business tomorrow night against Illinois. If you're with me, knock on wood. Because a clean game, an impressive performance, growth, then you can be fully husked for that week and what that'll be like. We'll have a lot of special guests next week on the Ohio State-Nebraska game. Well, what a difference the last time Ohio State rolled into Lincoln to the Ohio State team that will roll into Lincoln next Saturday. Again, big thanks to everyone all week long in our road tour of the Platinum Anniversary and culminating here today at Shadow Lake Collision Center. They've been great hosts, Eric and the crew, here at 72nd and Highway 370. You get into a fender bender, this should be your first call. Well, if you're a youngster, you should probably call your parents.
Yep.
Well, And if you're in action, you should probably call the police. Maybe your third call is Shadow Lake. Well,
put
maybe your third
list.
Call is your insurance agent, and your fourth call is Shadow Lake Collision Center. Isn't that what it says in their ad? Isn't that what Damon says?
Yeah.
Yeah, close enough. All right, so big thanks to all of them. Cammy's out here. All of you, for George, for Chance back in the studio, I'm Gary Sharp. Have a great weekend. Don't forget tomorrow night after the Nebraska-Illinois game, it'll be Verz and myself. We'll have Big Red overreaction after Nebraska and Illinois, and we'll be back again on Monday for Brag and Bitch Monday. Load them up from a weekend of sports or life in general with Brag and Bitch Monday. If you're headed out to football on this Friday night, looks like the weather should be okay. We'll be on Cox 10:30 tonight for Omaha Central and Omaha Bryan, but some great games around the metro. Hopefully you're able to take them in. Have a great weekend, everybody. Been a fantastic week to celebrate the 20th anniversary of 1620 The Zone, and Sportsmanlike Conduct's coming up next.